Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we've got some more guests, haven't we?
We have the lovely Sarah Scotcher and the equally lovely David Cast.
Cool. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello there.
So, you are from the White Strollers. I know you're all kind of interchangeable in a lot of troops and things, but so you're currently representing the White Strollers.
We are indeed, yes.
And you've got you're currently doing rehearsals for your next presentation, aren't you?
We are, yes. So we're doing Sleeping Beauty at the Medina Theatre. It comes either end of half term week, so yeah,
right.
We're gearing up for that. And it's our 40th anniversary this year.
Really?
Wow. On the White Strollers. Wow. So
you started on the White Strollers when you were sort of, I don't know, three or four.
Oh, I love you. No, I was 16 going on 17. I won't sing, but yeah, that I was.
All right. So yeah. Now, we were chatting to this about this while the music was playing, but these pantos are, they're fresh. You've sort of not rewritten it, but you've written it yourself with your daughter.
Yes, yeah. So we decided that to get exactly what we wanted, having trawled through lots of scripts, but there's some good ones out there, but if it's one thing I know, then it's pantomime. So I thought, yeah, we can do this and write it for the people that we've got. So that's what we've done.
You know your audience, don't you?
I like to think so.
Oh, you do. No, trust me, I've been in it a number of times, and you do.
And you know the jokes as well.
How far you
can go with them.
Yes, it's all in the delivery.
Yes.
It's all in the delivery, yeah.
Mm. I mean, last year you were a tree.
I was a tree. I wasn't looking forward to being a tree, but in the end, you know what? I really loved it.
Yeah. So it sounds like something they do at drama school. Today we're all going to be trees.
Yeah, I know.
Can I just jump in here?
Of course.
It's a very interesting thing. When Sarah has a part, and it started a part called The Mighty Oak, it was a very, very small part of the pantomime.
Mm-hmm.
And then it grew. And
I'm wondering
grew,
where this is
not
going.
Not the oak, but the part grew and grew and grew as the rehearsals went on. And it was, ended up being really a scene stealer in so many ways.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was good fun. It was good fun.
And so how many performances have you got of this?
So we do 5 performances.
5. So, and it's, as you say, it's either side of the bank holiday, half-term.
Half-term, yeah. Half-term, so right. It's the 15th, the 16th and the 22nd of February.
Mm.
We've got our tickets for the 22nd.
Have you? Yes. You're coming in the evening?
No, we're doing the afternoon ones.
Oh, you're coming with all the chillblains.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always good fun because they really get into it.
Well, they certainly do, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a noisy one.
Well, good. That's part of the point, isn't it?
Yeah. It's for kids and adults alike.
Yes.
You know, over the years, the humour has had to change.
Yes, but it's always worked on 2 levels, in my view. You've got the ones that the kids laugh at, and there's the ones that go straight over their heads, and the adults go, oh, yeah, that's clever, I like that.
There's plenty of that. I mean, double entendres, they call them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They work really well.
Yeah.
But they're often delivered, particularly from you, Sarah, with a slightly sideways glance or a cheeky look. You know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I always say, if the children understand it, that's not my problem.
No.
I think there might be a parenting issue. Am I allowed to say that?
I don't think you might be, are they? Yeah.
So what part are you playing this year, Sarah?
I'm the castle cleaner.
Right.
Right.
And what is David playing?
I'm King Franklin.
Yes, you've got the regal part.
I have indeed. I'm wearing a crown. And Sleeping Beauty's father, basically.
And my boss.
In fact, Sarah works for me, but...
Yeah.
As a character.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what you've been told, yeah.
And the other thing, we'll get into it in a bit more detail later, but the costumes are all made by yourselves, aren't they?
They are.
And the scenery is all made by yourselves.
Yeah, we've got a very talented bunch of people in the company. I have to give a big shout-out to my good friend, Jerry Tuller. She's one of the original strollers, along with myself. And she is doing just such a fantastic job, as always, with the costumes. Just amazing, aren't they, Dave?
They are. I mean, one of the bonuses of being a stroller is that, as part of the fundraising, we pay for our own costumes. Mm. And I've done pantos for many a year here and on the mainland. But here, we actually buy our costumes. So we have a wardrobe of costumes we build up over the years. So in my loft, I've got quite a few now, which have been made beautifully.
That's good, isn't
it? Whereas normally you have them hired and they go back to the hire company.
Yes.
But you also, all the things that you do, all these pantomimes, they're to raise funds for local charities.
It's brilliant. It's all about fundraising for local charities here on the island.
Yes. Which is amazing.
So we have fun doing it, but at the same time we're raising money for hopefully good causes.
Good, yes. Mm. And do we know what causes they are this year, or are we not allowed to know yet? now behave.
Let's play nicely.
No domestics, please.
No. So we've got two shows this year going on. So we've got Sleeping Beauty and then we've got Wind in the Willows in July. So over the year we're supporting about 10 different island charities.
Yep.
And among those we've got the Isle of Wight MS Society.
Yeah.
The West Wight Men in Sheds.
Oh yes.
We're going to buy our 10th defibrillator for the island.
Terrific.
And also suicide prevention, I know, is another one.
Yeah.
Oh yes, we know them. Yes.
That we're doing.
Yeah.
And there's many others.
I'm sure there are.
Well, I think that's an absolutely grand thing that you do.
It is really good.
Thank you very much. Entertaining. We're very proud.
We'll just take a break. We'll come back with a bit more stuff about this next production and get some tickets sold and things like that.
Oh, thank you very much. That'd be good.
We've still got our guests in, Sarah and David, who are you're busy rehearsing for Sleeping Beauty.
We are.
Your version of Sleeping Beauty.
Our version.
But Josie, you've got some questions, haven't you?
Just one question. Who is playing the Sleeping Beauty, the most famous one?
Oh, that's the very beautiful Izzy Rudd.
Yes.
Is playing Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, right, yes.
And she looks absolutely gorgeous. And she gets to go to sleep. So, she's very lucky, isn't she?
She gets to lie down for part
of it. She does.
Yeah.
Not much acting to do then. She just lays down and that's it.
Well, she's tended to giggle a bit, though, in rehearsals when she's lying down. So hopefully that'll be right.
Then. Well, there you go. Get used to it. You'll have heard the joke several times before. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you can think of, Josie?
This drama fear that we have, when you do the show, where exactly you're going to play?
Theatre.
So we perform at Medina Theatre, which I love actually. So it's tiered seating,
yes,
and you can get out to the audience.
You can. It's not like what you'd call a traditional theatre, where the stage is above the audience.
No,
sort
of proscenium.
That's the phrase couldn't remember.
Yeah,
the proscenium arch.
Yeah.
It means it's at a high stage with a bit.
And they've often got a rake on as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the rake's upward at the back of it. So well, that's how you upstaple, you go behind them.
That's right.
The rake, the airflow down towards the audience so that they can smell the cast.
That's nice.
Yes.
Very fragrant. Well,
yeah, so it's Medina Theatre. Have you ever been to the Medina Theatre, Jesse?
Well, yeah, I've been there. This is the where I do the shows.
Okay, so you know that the stage is below the audience, you look down on the stage and you can get out and shake hands or intimidate the audience, depending on what you wish to do.
Drag them up on stage.
Yes.
Do you do that, Josie?
Often, sometimes, no matter how funny it is, we always tell them what to do.
I bet you do.
Yeah, last time we did Peter Pan, we tell them to make the tick-tock noise. You know, when Captain Hook comes, they go tick-tock, tick-tock.
All right. Yeah. So we got any other questions, Josie?
No, I'm sorry now.
So it's at Medina Theatre.
Yep.
And it's the weekends either side of the half term.
So it's the 15th of Feb, and there's two performances on that day, a matinee and an evening. Then there's a matinee on the 16th, and then the following Saturday, it's two shows again. So that's on the 22nd, it's a 2:30 and a 7:30 show.
I'm looking forward to it already.
Mm. And tickets are only £10 for an adult and £8 for children.
That's pretty
brilliant.
Good.
It's amazing.
Now, available from where?
From Medina Theatre. So you can either call in there or online. It's www.medinatheatre.co.uk.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. We're looking forward. We've already got our tickets.
Yes.
And we've sold, I do believe we've sold 75% of the tickets already.
That's good.
So get in fast,
people. So, especially if you want to come to a matinee.
Matinees are very popular.
They are.
I've noticed, because we tend to go to those, because then we can go and do something else in the evening as well.
Yeah.
It makes it a lovely day.
Yes.
But you get a lot of groups of young people, like Queen Cubs or Brownies, come to those. And that really gives it a bit of a whiz in terms of the audience.
It does, yeah.
And
they love it.
They?
I know. And this year, I think Emily and myself have tried to, where I've been with the company for the whole 40 years.
Since you were three.
Yes. I lie. My nose is growing.
All right, you were four. Okay.
We've tried to incorporate things that are a shout-out to pantos in the past.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So, you know, really sort of gone back to some traditional bits.
And hopefully there's lots of booing and cheering.
Oh, yes. Always.
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 You've got to have the...
He's in it.
Yes, he is.
Oh, good.
The irrepressible.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He's always up to something.
At the end of the panto as well, where members from way back really just come together for a very small part of the sort of finale.
Well,
and it's very, very touching to see.
Oh,
that.
That's good. That's good.
The original people,
and you've
all
got...
who were three when it started. Yeah.
So will there be tears?
I don't often cry on stage, but I think I will. Yeah. I think I will.
And, of course, you've usually got a fabulous set of musicians to accompany you.
We have, yeah. Wonderful Kim Bull,
yes,
who does all the arrangements of the music for us as well. Very, very talented lady.
She's a great pianoist, isn't she?
She is, yeah. She's amazing, and she's such good fun to work with.
Is she the one who went to conservatory?
Yes, that's the one. I might say that again. I really like saying that to her.
She takes it a good part.
She does. And we've also got, who have we got? We've got Jamie Woodford,
yes, we know
on
Jamie.
Percussion for us. And we've also got Luke Mulhern. So
you get comedy, music, acting, entertainment, and you can go and buy an ice cream in the interval if you wish.
So there's probably a raffle.
There's probably a raffle. There's usually a raffle. Yeah. So from Medina Theatre, just Google Medina Theatre, buy a ticket. But 75% are gone roughly now.
Yeah.
So you've got to be quick.
Especially if you want a matinee, but really worth going. £10, come on.
It's nothing, is it?
For an evening or afternoon's entertainment, nothing at all.
Yeah, and all that hard work that goes into it.
Yeah.
So you can take your kids to the afternoon, you can take them out to a generic fast food restaurant afterwards.
Should you wish?
I can now say that because we've got more than one.
All right.
and really, don't forget that later in the year, of course, we're doing Wind in the Willows.
You are, yeah.
At the Medina again?
At the Medina, which will be a summer show.
That's good. Lots of music in that one too, hopefully.
Yes. It's beautiful, beautiful music.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to that already.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Yes, it's always worth it.
It is.
And one of the things we say, we are spoiled on this island for the entertainment, talent, musicians, acting. We are spoiled.
The talent is just amazing.
And if you have nothing to do, I shall put you right quite forcibly.
Well done.
Yeah.
So, Medina Theatre, either end of the half-term break, so if you've got your kids, by the time they get to the end of the half-term break, they want something to look forward to, but you need to get the tickets now, really.
Yeah, you do. And it's always the first weekend that is a little bit slower to sell, but of course, by the time word of mouth has spread, the second weekend has already sold out.
Yeah, so get some tickets in now.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse, and from my own various performances of things, nothing worse than thinking no one's coming. Or you've got a very small audience for one of the early ones, because you want to be able to perform somebody. Being the Isle of Wight, they'll all turn up on the night, but it doesn't make you feel any better.
Well, the strollers are really, I mean, you know, I'm an outsider. I've been with them since about 2011, but they have such a following. It's great.
You're not an outsider.
Well, I'm not anymore. I'm an overner, that's for sure.
Yeah. I remember getting you in the pop-up tent, let me tell you.
I beg your
my
pardon.
First show, but that's another story.
Oh, right, okay.
I think we ought to leave that
there. That could be a documentary on its own.
It could, yeah.
Anyway, we need to get off to another break shortly, so we'll take the Ace of Base. No, we'll take some local music in the shape of Gareth Ike. But thanks very much for coming in, Sarah.
You're
David,
very welcome.
And we've got our tickets, and so what day are we going off?
22nd.
So matinee on the 22nd. If you see us in the audience, come and say hello.
Always.
And we'll be there, and we'll be waving at people on stage to try and put them off, because that's part of the fun.
No, we don't.
thank you for your support.
No, lovely. Thank you. So the White Strollers, just follow them too on Facebook and various other places.
Yes, definitely.
Please do.
And you'll get more entertainment than you think you're going to get for a tenner.
Absolutely.
Let's put it that way.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.